Vojislav Koštunica has won the first round of elections for president of Serbia. He will now face liberal economist Miroslav Labus in the second round in 2 weeks. The two finalists in yesterday's voting were once partners in the ouster of Slobodan Milosevic from power 2 years ago. Now one of them will replace the current Serbian president, Vojislav Šešelj, who, like Milosevic, is facing a war crimes trial at The Hague. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Belgrade.
Koštunica edged out his main rival, Miroslav Labus, by just a few percentage points, but the Yugoslav president still expressed optimism that the second round is his to lose. I will be victorious, Koštunica said, because people in this country are desperate to have a stable, law-abiding government. That's my platform, and the people will support it. Koštunica's job as Yugoslav president becomes obsolete by the end of this year, when the Yugoslav Federation forms a looser union of its republics, Serbia and Montenegro. His main challenger in the runoff for Serbian president is the current deputy prime minister of Yugoslavia, Miroslav Labus. Labus is a liberal economist who wants to implement fast economic reforms. Last night, he predicted he'd beat his opponent, Koštunica, in the second round. We can live better off tomorrow, Labus told supporters, if we continue toward the path of economic reform. Eventually, it will mean membership in the European Union, he added. Perhaps last night's biggest surprise was the strong showing by ultranationalist candidate Vojislav Šešelj. Slobodan Milosevic endorsed Šešelj from his jail cell in The Hague, where he's now on trial for alleged war crimes. Šešelj received nearly 23% of the vote, declaring himself the moral victor. I won this election for the people who want to see a new government, Šešelj said, referring to the unpopular leadership of Serbia's current prime minister, Zoran Djindjic, a man held responsible among the electorate for declining living standards in Serbia and corruption. Prime Minister Djindjic, though not a candidate for president, backs Labus in this race. For Koštunica, it was a godsend, says political analyst Ognjen Pribisevic.
And this is the biggest advantage for Koštunica, that actually he succeeded saying to people, this is the battle between me and Djindjic. And of course, this is in advance, it's obviously who is going to win, because Djindjic is probably the most unpopular politician in the country. So, you know, this was the biggest problem for Labus.
According to the polls, Koštunica will trounce Labus in the second round, picking up votes from supporters of minor candidates. Koštunica's victory could be thwarted, though. Unless 50% of the voters turn out for the final round, the election is invalid. And many analysts here expect Prime Minister Djindjic to urge supporters to boycott the elections. 2 years ago, the parties now in fierce competition for power united to oust Milosevic. But since his ouster, the once united front has fractured. To the voters, Koštunica represents stability and caution, and the kind of moderate nationalism still very much part of the political landscape here. Labus and Djindjic, on the other hand, want to see rapid changes and are willing to cut social services and jobs temporarily to achieve long-term prosperity. Right now, Djindjic commands a tiny majority in the Serbian parliament, but once elected president, his rival Koštunica is expected to push the parliament to call for new elections. And once those elections are held, says pollster Srbobran Branković, it will likely be the beginning of the end for Djindjic.
This will say who is more powerful, Mr. Koštunica or Mr. Djindjic. If Mr. Koštunica would be marked as more powerful, this will significantly influence the upcoming parliamentary elections and significantly influence distribution of power in Serbia.
It would be a realignment of power that many voters here would likely welcome. Guy Raz, NPR News, Belgrade.